With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome to the Vanessa Grace Show on the Freedom Flame Podcast Network. Vanessa Grace doesn't just believe in America. She fights for it with every ounce of her God-fearing, red-blooded patriot soul. She's here to expose the lies, defend Trump's vision, and strike fear into the hearts of liberals everywhere. If you can't handle the truth, this isn't your safe space.
You know, folks, I remember a time when this country knew the value of hard work. I'm talking about rolling up your sleeves, showing up to work, and putting in a full day for a full day's pay. That's what my daddy taught me growing up in our little town, running his hardware store. He'd say, "If you're not sweating, you're not working." And by God, he lived by those words. But what do we see today? Federal employees, yes, the ones we pay with our tax dollars, lounging on their couches in yoga pants, munching on avocado toast, pretending to work while the rest of us carry this country on our backs. President Trump gets it. He's had enough, and so have I. This week, Trump announced what every hardworking American has been dying to hear. If federal employees don't return to their offices, they're going to be fired. Fired. If people don't come back to work, come back into the office, they're going to be dismissed, he said. That's a leader, folks. That's a man who isn't afraid to say what needs to be said. While the Biden-appointed stooges like Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley are signing contracts to let these remote workers sit in their elastic waistbands until 2029, Trump is stepping up to clean house. Enough is enough. You know what's really happening, don't you? These remote workers aren't working. They're folding their laundry during Zoom calls. They're making dinner when they should be securing our borders. And, oh yes, they're on their Peloton bikes getting toned and fit, all while their in-office counterparts, the real heroes, are stuck with stale donuts and bad coffee, gaining weight and holding the line for America. It's not just unfair, it's un-American. We didn't win world wars by working remotely, folks. My granddaddy didn't storm Normandy from his living room. My daddy didn't build his hardware store with a Zoom call. But let me tell you something more sinister. It doesn't stop at laziness. No. Remote work is just the tip of the iceberg. It's part of a bigger plot orchestrated by the deep state and their globalist pals. Do you really think it's a coincidence that all of this remote work nonsense exploded over the past few years? Of course not. They want us sitting at home glued to our screens where they can monitor us, control us, and feed us their propaganda. That little camera on your laptop? Oh, they're watching you, all right. Watching you fold towels while your country falls apart. It's mind control, folks, plain and simple. And don't get me started on avocado toast. I know, people laugh when I bring it up, but it's not funny. Avocado toast is a weapon. It's a symbol of the lazy liberal indoctrination that's poisoning this country. Who eats it? The same people who talk about self-care and work-life balance like those are noble pursuits. Let me tell you what's noble: hard work, showing up, doing your job, not whining for hybrid work schedules and oat milk lattes. Now let's talk about big tech. They're in on this too. You think it's just about flexibility for workers? Wrong. Big tech and their global elite buddies want you dependent on the government. They want you at home, cut off from the world, reliant on government checks so they can strip away your freedoms one Zoom call at a time. If you're stuck at home, scrolling through Instagram during work hours, you're not out there building something, fighting for something, standing up for America. They want us soft, lazy, and distracted. And who's benefiting from all this? The elites. The politicians who sit in their ivory towers telling us to stay home while they enjoy their country clubs and private jets. They want to destroy the work ethic that built America because they hate this country. They hate everything it stands for. You think I'm wrong? Look around. Inflation is through the roof. Our borders are wide open. Crime is up. Grocery store shelves are empty and our economy is crumbling. And what's Washington doing about it? Handing out cushy remote jobs to federal workers while the rest of us suffer. It's deliberate, folks. This isn't incompetence. It's sabotage. But there's hope, and his name is Donald J. Trump, Trump is the only leader brave enough to stand up and say, no more. He sees what's happening. He knows that this attack on our workforce is an attack on America itself. And like a modern-day David taking on Goliath, he's willing to fight back. He's not doing this for himself. He's doing this for us, for the hardworking patriots who are sick and tired of being called radical just because we want our country back. I know what you're thinking. Vanessa, this all sounds extreme. Well, let me tell you, every time Trump has stepped up to clean up this country, they've called him extreme. They said he was extreme when he took on China. They said he was extreme when he secured the border. And what happened? He got results. Because Trump understands that hard work is the backbone of America. He understands that we can't sit back and let this country fall apart while federal employees sit on their couches working remotely. And you know what else? This isn't just about the federal workforce. It's about you. It's about your job, your family, and your future. If we allow this couch nation culture to take root, it'll spread like wildfire. Before you know it, we'll all be locked in our homes, hooked on government handouts and digital paychecks. That's the future the deep state wants, but not on Trump's watch and not on mine. My daddy once caught a drifter sneaking into the back of his store, pretending to help while sneaking snacks and sitting around. You know what my daddy did? He threw him out. And that's what Trump's doing now, throwing out the lazy, the unproductive, and the freeloaders. And he's doing it for us. So I'm asking you right now, are you going to stand up and fight for America? Or are you going to let the globalists win? Trump can't do this alone. He's showing us the way, but it's up to us to stand with him. If you love America, if you believe in hard work, then it's time to take a stand. Say no to Couch Nation. Say no to avocado toast, oat milk, and Peloton meetings. Say yes to discipline, accountability, and the hard work that made this country great. Trump is leading the charge. The question is, will you follow him? I know I will, because this isn't just about remote work. It's about saving America. And friends, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to fight for the country I love. God bless you and God bless America. And let's get to work. I'm Vanessa and I am in the office.
You've been listening to the Freedom Flame Podcast Network, where truth burns brighter than the lies of the mainstream. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? Real patriots don't hesitate. They take action. They stand tall. They hit that subscribe button like their freedom depends on it, because it does. Don't be the weak link in the chain of liberty. Subscribe now, or spend the rest of your days explaining why you let your country down when it needed you most. The Freedom Flame is watching. America is watching. Make the right choice now.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.